with me.
It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here are those two wild and crazy gardening guys, Dwayne Hasted and Terry Overlander, ready to take your questions at 598-7301 or 598-FM92.
Well, Dwayne, you're looking better and looks like you're moving around a little better each time I see you now.
You bet. My feet feel really good and supposed to take it easy a little bit, but a lot to do and a lot of spring things out there.
Well, and I tell you, this weather doesn't get any better than this, does it?
No, this is perfect today. So if people have questions, please call them in and we'll be glad to answer those. And it's a gorgeous day out there.
I did notice, though, last night and yesterday morning that the Minnesota State bird is making its reappearance, the mosquito.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, we don't need those, but I guess we go through that season, too.
Yeah.
A lot of flowering crabs out there blooming, and those are gorgeous.
Yeah.
There's the white ones. It's called the spring snow crab, or popcorn tree, they call it. And the red one is I think called Red Splendor or Royalty, one or the other. And there's pink ones out there too. So there's different types of crabs. Some are sterile, so they don't have berries, so you don't have to clean them up. And some are called persistent, Terry, that the birds eat them off. The berries don't fall off.
Well, you do have to clean those up that don't produce fruit or berries, because I've got one over by the pond, and yeah, it just like it snowed out
exactly
there.
Exactly.
And I have to get those petals out of the pond.
Well,
you know,
you need a big windy day.
I need the wind from a different direction.
There you go.
Yeah, but no, they are beautiful, and you drive around the countryside, and you see a wall of trees with flowers, you know, a combination of pink and kind of a darker pink and a white, and they look just gorgeous, and the asparagus is starting to produce now out there, and, you know.
That's hard to beat.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it is, but, you know, folks are really hard at it in their gardens, and I saw a couple of friends on Facebook that have their gardens completely planted yet. I don't know if they have their tomato plants and pepper plants out, but I know that up in northwestern Minnesota, they had a frost warning out for last night. So, you know,
be careful, yeah.
Yeah, they say May 15th is the last average frost out date for this particular area, but, you know, to be safe, maybe wait till Memorial weekend.
Oh, a lot of people have their gardens all done by that time, so, but
I don't know about putting tomato plants and pepper plants out, but I usually do.
Yeah, little trick there is to, you know, put a can around them. If you have like old coffee can, my mom always put coffee cans around her tomatoes that protected them a little bit. And then,
but you know what? It's getting harder and harder to find those metal coffee cans.
You got to save them.
Some of the garden producers are people that make garden stuff. You know, they should make metal, you know, not really coffee cans, but the metal cans that go around. Somebody should do that, because coffee all comes in plastic now, just about.
Yeah, but we used to do that, you know, way back when, and then she would put an old tire around it and then put straw in there, and that would, when they got a little bigger, that'll keep them off the ground. Those are some good little tricks and work good.
Say, somebody asked me the other day, you know, is it okay to use preen in vegetable gardens? And I said, I don't know, you better look on the directions. I don't think I would, but is that, you know.
Preen, there's two types of preen, okay? Well, actually three now. The original preen is Treflan, okay? Treflan's a farm chemical, okay?
Probably wouldn't want to use that in the vegetable garden.
Well, they do list vegetables on there.
Oh, they do.
I wouldn't use it there. And then the couple years ago, they came out with preen organic, which is corn gluten meal, okay? So that'll help prevent the weeds from coming up. Plus, it's a fertilizer. And now they have preen, both of those with a bug killer in it, you know, so you can mix it and sprinkle it on the ground. But I think the safest one is the organic one.
The one that's corn gluten.
Corn gluten meal.
Yeah. Okay, well,
so you don't even need to have preen. You can use our Earth Elements has corn gluten meal in there, and that'll help. That's a weed preventer.
Oh, that's nice to know, too.
Or else we have that in bulk, you know, corn gluten meal just in big bags, and it's a lot cheaper that way.
Okay, so hopefully that answers your question out there. Say, we want to talk a little bit about Mother's Day, too. That's coming up on Sunday, and you guys have not just flowers, but all kinds of great gift ideas over there for Mom.
We do a lot of, fresh bouquets, have lots of flowers that way, and there's, FTD and Telefloral specials, but also there's Heather Floral specials, so stop in for that. But other great ideas, I think, is... planters for Mom. We have a lot of planters or a hanging basket. We have gorgeous hanging baskets if Mom likes those types of flowers, or even bleeding heart or a rose bush, or or even a tray full of vegetables or something like that. I mean, those are all good ideas.
Or plant a tree in honor of your mother.
There you go.
Still got bare root trees over there?
Plotted them all up yesterday, except I think we have like seven autumn blaze maples left, but we're getting some more in too. So if you're still looking for bare root trees or good selection of trees and shrubs, we have most of them in now, and the perennials are really growing like crazy. So it definitely is planting time.
Yeah, it is. And there's so much work to do in the yard right now. I know that some of my neighbors have been busy spraying dandelions and is it getting too late to put down crabgrass preventer?
No, it's probably just prime time. So
borderline, huh?
No, nope. I mean, crabgrass doesn't happen until it gets really warm. It's a southern grass, so it likes it warm. And when I came walking in here, Terry, it said it was 59 degrees
out. Yeah, it's cool out there.
Yeah, especially with that wind. Yeah, but with the sun, it's nice. But 59 degrees isn't going to get crabgrass to grow.
Yeah, right? I see Saturday they're talking like 80, and I think Sunday 80 degrees.
That's a different story.
Yeah, and then they're talking pretty good chances of rain next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So get that gardening done this weekend.
You bet. Get those plants in there, or plant a tree, or get your crabgrass and fertilizer on.
Lilacs are blooming.
Lilacs are blooming.
That means the gnats must be just around the corner too, huh?
Yeah. If you have not cleaned up your perennials yet, by getting the dead stalks or the leaves off of your perennials, I would definitely do that because they're starting to grow. The daylilies and the Stella Dior daylilies and the bleeding hearts and peonies. Peonies are going to be blooming pretty soon. So
yeah, our Japanese peony, I was looking at that last night, and it's got big flower buds on it ready to
It's going to be burst. Gorgeous, isn't it?
Oh, last year it was just unbelievable. I took a picture and put it on Facebook, got a lot of good comments on it. But that, if you don't have a Japanese
what
peony.
What color has you got?
It's kind of a dark pink type.
Oh, aren't they gorgeous?
Yeah, if you don't have one of those in your garden, I would highly suggest that you get one because they're just a gorgeous, beautiful plant. And I know ours came from Heather Nursery and Floral. So.
There's different types of peonies. There's the regular garden peonies, which is a common one that you see around here. And then there's a Japanese tree peony, which you have. They have huge, huge flowers, and they are really pretty. And then there's a cross between those two, between the garden peony and a Japanese tree peony, and they're called intersectional peonies. And
Now, wasn't there a priest that had all these different kinds of peonies around here that had a peony garden?
Yeah, it's called Chippewa. It's up by between here and Ortonville. Father Jack Nordic has a peony farm, and when they're blooming, it's absolutely gorgeous up there.
I know. I think he did a presentation at one time or whatever, and I didn't realize there was that many varieties of peonies.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And when it's blooming, I've gone up there 2-3 times during the peony season, and they're gorgeous. one of these intersectional peonies is called Bartzilla.
Bartzilla.
It's a yellow one. Not a lot of these intersectional peonies are out there on the market.
See, I've never seen a yellow peony.
Get a Bartzilla. If you haven't got a Bartzilla, I mean, we don't have a lot of them, and they're not cheap. But Bartzilla is a good one. Or else you can get a Japanese tree peony that's yellow, and they're gorgeous too.
Yeah, and then the fern leaf peonies too, and those aren't cheap either, but they're really pretty.
Fern leaf peony, or Memorial Day peony, they call that, usually blooms around Memorial Day, but I think they'll be blooming a little earlier this year, and they're red, and they have, like the fern leaf. That's why they're called fern leaf peonies, and you can get those in red, red, or red.
Yeah, I'd gotten one from my mom. We did some divisional stuff, and it grew for a couple of years, and it died back, and I don't really know why.
I don't know why either, because there was a fungus disease that happened a few years ago, that attacked peonies, and I never thought there was anything that would kill a peony, but I guess
they're pretty hardy too.
And when you do purchase a peony or divide a peonies, don't plant it real deep, because if you put the eyes 2 inches or more underneath the soil, it will not grow. You will not bloom. Okay.
Okay.
So shallow. Keep those eyes right at ground level.
Okay, and you can pick up a peony, and a good time to plant those is right now. And then, of course, we'll talk about what you do in the fall with them when it gets closer to fall. But it looks like Cynthia brought you in.
Another really neat peony. Peonies are one of my favorite. I have a lot of peonies in our yard. There's one called Coral Burst, and there's a purple one, too, that's absolutely gorgeous.
Purple one.
Purple one. So they're really pretty. We got Heck here, Terry.
Uh-oh.
Says, don't use metal cans around your young plants.
Why is that?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
That puts iron in the
ground. It says, they will fry the plants. Use milk jugs.
I would think a milk jug would fry it more with that clear plastic, you know, unless you cut the top open or whatever.
I've seen people do that, and they just take the cap off. They cut the bottom off the milk jug and put that over the, just use that for protection, okay?
Yeah. I don't know. I've been doing metal cans for years and years and years and never had any problems.
My mom did it for 96 years. good. That's good. Milk jugs do work. Cans work too. But, you know, either one is putting a foreign substance around there, either a metal or plastic. So that might be a concern to some people.
Yeah, it kind of protects them against the wind. But the other thing it gives them some protection for is the cutworm.
Yep, the cutworm, and that's good. And or else you can put an insecticide, a granular insecticide around your plant. That'll help from the cutworm, too. But
in my case, I got to cut these tree tubes off so they're about a foot in length to keep the chickens from eating the tender leaves.
Yeah.
And the deer, too.
Here we got another question. It says, rose bush is 40 years old. That's good. No leaves on the top, but coming from the bottom. Prune top off? Definitely. And they said, did the frost cause this? First of all, you should probably scrape the part that is brown. And if it's still green under there, I would leave it. And if it's definitely brown, I had some peonies that were the tree peonies. Some died back like this too. But your rose bushes, that's a common thing that happens, that some of you get die back.
Yeah.
And this winter wasn't, you know, it was pretty mild winter, but we had some cold winter and then warm. And not a lot of snow cover.
Yep.
That affected a lot of plants.
Uh-oh, we're getting close to time, running out of time here.
We'll bring these rest of these questions next week. But I'd just like to say happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And if you're looking for some gifts, you know, plant-wise, you know, we have a lot of beautiful flowers and also, you know, like the hanging baskets and pots. And
okay. And you'll be open both Friday and Saturday at all three locations?
Yep, you bet. Yep. And be very busy. We got a lot of people working, so we can help you out.
Okay, and join us again next Thursday, same time, same place. And good to see you're doing well, Dwayne.
Oh, thank you, Terry.
Yep.